greetings there, dear physical angels. So you want to become a mother. You have decided it is that time in your life where you want to mother a creation, a child. Before you can mother, you must become the mother. You must birth yourself into the existence of mother. We cannot give what we do not have. We cannot create what we have not yet created for ourselves. You may also be wanting to become a conscious mother. You can birth yourself at any time into the role of mother, into the conscious creation that will nurture, have patience, give of themselves. You have made the decision, that is the first step. Now you must give the other things into the soup, into the batter of this child you are wanting to create. It doesn't matter if you are creating this child with your body. It only matters that you are the one who is stepping into the role of mother. Accepting that within yourself first, regardless of gender, regardless of circumstance, or what your physical body is able to do, accept that you are becoming mother. Next, you must look into the soup. You must create it. Inside of your mind, creating a big bowl of batter. The dough is creamy, but it does not contain anything yet. That is where you put in the ingredients of mother. You might not have been taught to have the ingredients, but you can create them now. Putting in a dash of patience, a dash of nurturing, a dash of self-love. The most important one is self-love. Your child will learn to love themselves because they see that you love yourself. To be able to give of yourself without creating matter, adding that to your batter. This is a difficult one for most mothers. You want to give of yourself so much. You want to give your child everything you can possibly give him or her or them. But you must not resent them for it. Putting in simple giving, your desire to give to your child without matter. Next are your beliefs about becoming a mother. Can I do it? Am I capable? Do I have enough tools? Was my childhood good enough to be able to become a mother? We want you to examine your beliefs here. You must believe that you can become a mother. If you do not believe it, you will not be able to create it. And examine why you do not believe you can become a mother, if that is what you are working with. That belief has an underlying of experience. We would invite you to look at your childhood. We would invite you to work with the child meditations in order to clean this up just a little bit more. And for now, just accepting, all right, I might not have had a perfect childhood. I am all right with that. I can accept that. But is there anything in your childhood that would lend itself to the belief that you will either not be able to become a mother or that you simply will not be blessed with it? Just be honest with yourself about that. is another step in becoming mother. Belief. Let's revisit self-love. Becoming a mother takes a great deal of nurture and care of your body, if you are doing it that way, of your psyche, your emotions, your ability to hold space for your child is born from your ability to love yourself adequately. Putting into the batter self-love with all of your heart. Not just the desire to self-love, but the ability. What will you do to love yourself, even if it is just for today? Some of those things are physical things. I will take care of my body. I will feed it correctly. I will listen to music that soothes. Putting all of that into your batter, whatever is contained within self-love. Next step to becoming a mother is co-creation. Even if it is just with your higher self. Yes, you do not need another human being to be in your life in that way to create a child. However, you may have chosen that for yourself. You may have another human being. You may have a father that is co-creating with you. Another mother that is co-creating with you. Even if you have chosen to have your child all on your own, there is still a co-creation with the human being that has provided the other side of the DNA. You cannot forget this. If they are providing the other side of the DNA, you are co-creating. You have a spiritual contract with them to create this child. Honor that contract by inviting them into your co-creation of becoming mother. Putting that into the batter. If it is father, if it is DNA, mother, the other person you are co-creating with, the other one or two people you may be creating this child with, honor their energy by adding it into the batter. A child is always a blessing from the divine. A child is always a divine co-creation that requires love, whether it is unconscious or conscious. Adding that co-creative love between you and whoever you are creating this child with into the batter. Harmony is another part of this creation of mother. Harmony between you and whoever you are co-creating this child with, harmony with the universe, harmony with the divine infinite intelligence, harmony with yourself. What is required is a harmonious creation between many, not just the one, so that you are consciously co-creating child with the divine infinite intelligence, your unseen friends, your inner teachers, your higher selves, all are part of that creation. They all must work harmoniously in order to create this being. So when you are becoming mother, you are not becoming mother alone, ever. You are receiving the blessing of mother, the blessing that can only come through co-creation with both spirit and human, or spirit and animal, if you are becoming a mother to a particular animal, allowing this harmony to enter the batter, thinking about it, what you need to make that harmonious, what the child needs to make that harmonious. You must also create space for yourself and your child or children you will be mothering. You must create the space in the world as a creator, not just in your apartment or your house. Yes, physically you must create that space as well. That is a given, but you must create the space within yourself and the universe for this child to come in harmoniously, to enter this universe feeling loved, wanted, bringing with him the purpose and the space that they will take up, the space that they will create. At first, you must be the one that will create it. It is the mother that creates this space for the children. Putting that into the batter. As we speak of this batter, we would like you to see it illustrated in your mind. Yes, just like dough we are putting into all of it, as we are speaking, even though we are not yet in meditation, we are speaking these things, we want you to see it, to create it with the fabric of your own mind as you hear us speak it. Pulling the dough apart, kneading it together with all that we are speaking of. Creating space in the world for your child. Think of yourself as a warrior in that way. A mother is a warrior that grounds her energy so deeply into the earth. A crater appears. That crater holds the energy of her child or her children. She protects that with her energy. She protects that with her emotions and the way that she chooses to co-create in the world. Adding that mother warrior to your batter. Now, there is a matter of purpose. Is it your purpose to become a mother? If you are unclear on that matter, we invite you to visit that in the coming meditation. Is it my purpose to be a mother? We are not suggesting it is not your purpose. We just want you to choose that consciously. We want you to try it on. We want you to wear it. To own it. To bring it up from the depths of your soul. For some, they have come in with it being their purpose. From birth, yes, this one will become a mother someday. For others, not entirely. You may be a mother to something else. Your role, your idea of mother may need to change. It may not be for a child, it may be for something else. An animal, a career, a project. But the idea of mother remains the same. You will nurture it with all of your being. You will protect it. You will create space for it. Visiting purpose within yourself. Is it my purpose to become mother? Adding that to the batter. Your heart must also become available. Your heart must be centered in what you are choosing. If you find it might not have been your original purpose to come into life and become mother, but now you are choosing it, we would say you have every right to choose that, to create your own reality. I did not want to be a mother before, but now I do. I am creating this child out of pure intent and choice. Yes, creator, you can do that. Yes, mother. That is what it means to become a mother, to consciously choose it. We would ask you to consciously choose that now. Just bring it into your heart center. Give of yourself by opening up the heart and agreeing, yes, I am choosing with my full intention to become a mother in this lifetime, to become a mother for myself. And then for my children. We will move forward into two different meditations. One where you can birth yourself into becoming mother first for yourself. The second meditation will allow you to then become mother to someone else.